Greetings to all of you online, and happy Sabbath. It's good to see all of you. I'm just going to move this a little bit. Well, have you ever done something that you've regretted? And I don't mean instant regret like signing up for a polar bear swim, but maybe something that you said, looking back a day, a week, a couple years, you look back and you say, boy, I really wish I hadn't done that. And the older we get, the more it seems that we can look back and we can say, I wish I had saved more money. I wish I hadn't worked so much and spent more time with family. I wish I had never sold that 1970 Chevelle, or whatever the case may be. And often older generations, they attempt to share stories and convey their different experiences with a younger generation because they do want to pass on wisdom and they want to pass on knowledge to those who follow after them. But you know, this sentiment is not exclusive to 2022. When in fact, it's something that goes way back in time, even 1,000, 2,000, 3,000 years ago. If you'll join me in Ecclesiastes chapter 12, we'll see Solomon talk about this very thing. Back in Ecclesiastes chapter 12. Ecclesiastes chapter 12 and verse 1, a familiar statement or verse for us, simply says, and you can put your marker here, we'll come back to this in just a moment. It says, remember now your Creator in the days of your youth, before the difficult days come and the years draw near when you say, I have no pleasure in them. And this is the verse that I do want to focus on today during the sermonette time. How does this apply not just to young people, but also to older people? Let's talk about this. Let's explore how we can remember our Creator in the day of our youth. So we'll turn back now to Genesis chapter 8. Genesis chapter 8. Remember, you could save your place. We'll come back there towards the end of the sermonette. But Genesis 8 and verse 1. Now, leading up to this account, you may remember that the earth had become very sinful. There was a lot of evil there. And so over a long period of time, God allowed Noah to build, commanded Noah to build, and Noah built this ark. And he had all these different animals come to Noah, not just one or two, but hundreds, thousands of different animals. But this took a significant period of time. And then we come to verse 1 of chapter 8. It says, then God remembered Noah and every living thing, and all the animals that were with him in the ark. God made a wind to pass over the earth, and the waters subsided. But notice here, it says that God remembered Noah. Well, did God forget about Noah? Well, everything else, everybody else was gone. Everything was underwater. How could God have been so negligent as to forget Noah? Well, you know, the same word for remember was also used in the Bible where God remembered Rachel and Hannah, and he allowed them to give birth to children. Did God forget about those women? The same word is used when God said he remembered the covenant he had made with Abraham. Did God forget Abraham? Well, the same word is used many times in the Old Testament. A similar word is used in the New Testament, but it's not used how we use the word remember now in 2022. Because when we say, oh, I remember, it's like, I forgot that I had a meeting. Oh, man, I remember now. That's not how it's used in the Bible. In the Old Testament, the word in Hebrew is zakar, Z-A-K-A-R. And it means to recount, to bring to the front of the mind, to think on or to consider. And so when King Solomon here in Ecclesiastes 12 was saying, well, remember your Creator in the days of your youth, what Solomon was literally saying is set your mind on, think about, meditate on the ways of the Creator while you still have the opportunity. In Ecclesiastes 12, Solomon said, do this, focus on God now, because you're going to start getting older. Your body parts are going to wear out, they're going to break down, they're going to ache, and things are going to change. And you'll still have to answer for the things that you did when you were younger. And basically, Solomon says, it's easy, make it easy on yourself later by focusing on God now. Because spiritual character is the only thing that's going to endure after your physical life has expired. You may be familiar with an old Chinese proverb. It says, the best time to plant a tree is 20 years ago. The second best time is today. So let's briefly talk about some ways to remember our Creator in the days of our youth. Just some very brief ways. This is not an exhaustive list. You could probably think of many ways on your own that I haven't thought of. One example, one way to remember our Creator would be to say yes to service opportunities and group activities. I don't know if anyone in here considers themselves introverted or shy. But believe it or not, I consider myself an introvert. In fact, I used to be very introverted. And I would go to church services when I was a young lad. And I would go inside about 5 minutes before church, and church would be over. I'd hit the doors running. By the time the last syllable of amen fell, I was on my way to the door to wait in the car for my parents. And even as a young adult, when I was off at college, you know, at first I would go to church, and I would leave pretty shortly after, 5, 10, 15 minutes after services. And I took that issue to God because I know, as a Christian, that's not how I was supposed to be. I need to be invested. I needed to be engaged and involved with my spiritual family. And so I prayed daily, multiple times a day for years, that God would please help me. I said, Father, help me to have genuine, meaningful relationships with people at church. And I prayed that over and over and over. It wasn't something that just magically the next Sabbath I all of a sudden wanted to be around people. I had to train myself to do that. I had to put myself in uncomfortable situations and say yes to things that I normally would say, well, no, I don't want to do that. Do you want to go bowling? No. No, I want to sit at home alone. But over time, as I agreed to do these different things and spend time with people, I found that I really enjoyed it. And I came to love it. And so while I still enjoy alone time, I forced myself, through God's help, to become more extroverted. And these relationships that we build now, they're going to last for possibly many years, many decades. Certainly they will last into eternity. And it's easy to just be quiet and just let things that we're uncomfortable with just pass us by. But these things build relationships with other people who think the same way that we do. And there's a scripture that talks about laying up treasures for yourself in heaven. Remember that back at the Olivet, the Sermon on the Mount, at the beginning of the book of Matthew, Christ was talking about, oh, don't lay up treasures for yourself, things that will rust or become moldy or get stolen. Lay up for yourselves treasures that will last. And these relationships that we're building now, by coming together, congregating, talking to each other after services, before services, outside of services, these are the relationships that will last for many, many years and that God will store for us, and they'll last for eternity because we're building a spiritual family. There's a number of other different ways. I'll just share a couple more ways that we can engage with people, that we can remember our Creator in the days of our youth. Another way would be to commit ourselves to reading the Bible every single day. And it might sound simple, but life has a way of getting busy. And we have this great guidebook. We have 66 books, and we couldn't read all of this in a week, a month, 2 months. So we have ample material for reading. And when I was a kid, nobody ever told me that I should read the Bible every day. And now as an adult, it seems so simple. It seems like old hat, like I should just know, yeah, read the Bible every day. But unless you're told, how do you know? So do it. Read the Bible every single day. And there's many ways to go through it. There's different Bible reading plans that you could follow. You could pick a gospel account and familiarize yourself with it to the best of your ability. Come so that you come to the point that you feel you know Paul or Peter or John or one of the apostles like he's a real live living person, a friend of yours. You could go through the book of Proverbs. And I don't know if this is a coincidence, but there are about 31 days in a month, and how many Proverbs? 31, so we could read a proverb every single day. There's some months where we only have 30 days, but that's okay because there's 150 different Psalms. And when you divide that by 30, you get 5. So we could read 5 Psalms a day and one proverb every day. Plenty of reading material. And when we do these things, we'll become very familiar with them, and they'll stick in our minds so that when we come into certain situations, oh, you know, I was just reading Proverbs 9 yesterday, and I remember what it said there. And so putting these things in our minds every single day will cause us to remember our Creator. And there's a lot of other fantastic, riveting, action-packed stories. Stories about Daniel and Paul and shipwrecks and kings and giants and people building a wall with one hand and a sword in the other. There's stories about talking snakes and talking donkeys. All kinds of great, enjoyable reading material here that we could put into our brains every day. And when we do this, the goal is that we become so familiar with God's written word that we will recall it, and we can readily bring it to mind when the situation dictates. We've all done, or we, if we haven't, we all will do something that we will someday regret. But by remembering, by constantly thinking about, becoming familiar with, and meditating on God's word, we will be able to have less regrets later in life, and we'll be able to store up for ourselves true treasures in heaven. I'd like to just finish up by going back to Ecclesiastes chapter 12. Ecclesiastes 12, and reading a couple verses here. Ecclesiastes 12 and verse 6. It says, "Remember your Creator before the silver cord is loosed, or the golden bowl is broken, or the pitcher shattered at the fountain, or the wheel broken at the well. Then the dust will return to earth as it was, and the spirit will return to God who gave it." Verse 13, Solomon says, "Well, let us hear the conclusion of the whole matter. Fear God and keep his commandments, for this is man's all. For God will bring every work into judgment, including every secret thing, whether good or evil." So in the words of Solomon, remember your Creator in the days of your youth.